Welcome to Power Hour, where the editors of Power Sports Business interview the movers and shakers of the power sports industry. Okay, we're here today with Anthony Bruno from Broward Motorsports in their newest location in Miami. Welcome, Anthony. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah. Happy Monday morning, right?
Great morning so far.
Yeah. So, Anthony, tell me about your newest location here. Now, how many locations do you guys have at Broward? So
we currently have six locations from Miami all the way up the coast to
all in Florida.
Just only in Florida for now.
Okay. Oh, for now. So
for now,
you guys are open to looking outside. Yeah, I gotcha. Well, it probably makes it logistically easier right now to be all in one concentrated semi. Well, Florida's a big state, so
it does. I mean, our dealers are, some of them are close to Miami, but our furthest one from here is, you know, nearly 100 miles. So logistically, it does. It's not bad if we need to transfer vehicles, parts, things like that. But yeah, we're always looking to grow, always looking to move forward.
Yeah. So tell me about the new location. What, how long ago did you acquire it? Did you, you know, keep employees, add some employees, you know, what happened? What was the story?
So our newest location was originally Palmetto Motorsports, and we acquired them on August 1st. We moved in. And they came with about 31 employees, I think we started with. And a lot of them, this is a completely different atmosphere for us. You know, we're used to Broward County, Palm Beach County. It's a completely different environment than Miami-Dade. This store brings a robust culture with it. We're in the city of Hialeah within Miami, and it truly embraces the Cuban culture. It's very Hispanic here. It's very energetic. The music's always on. There's a gang of chickens outside. We always have coffee going. Yeah. Oh yeah. You'll probably hear them start hooting and hollering soon.
Are you serious?
Oh yes.
Like wild chickens or just
wild,
like,
chickens. There's probably 15 or 20 of them out there. There's one we call Rocky. He hangs out at our front door. It's hysterical.
It's like your guard chicken.
It's hysterical. But it's funny, the majority of the people that come in here are so used to it. But it's such a different environment here. You know, this place has, it's a hangout. We have customers that have been coming here forever. I mean, Palmetto Motorsports was opened in 78, and it was held by the same owner. It was a father-son ordeal, family ordeal. And father ended up retiring, leaving it to Todd, who was the previous owner. And a lot of the staff here has been here for a very long time. You know, Broward Motorsports, we've been around since 2002. So we have some long-term employees. I myself, one of them, you know, going on 17 years here. I started when I was 16 years old. But we had our first employee to truly retire. And he came from here, this gentleman, Eddie. He's very well known in South Florida. Yeah, he's a great dude. Eddie Martinez, I think he was in his mid-70s, but finally decided to, you know, pull the plug. And not because of how business and stuff was being conducted or how anything changed, but, you know, it's time for him to retire.
Right. Mid-70s, I think you've earned it, you know.
And
I get it. If you're working into your mid-70s, you probably like your job.
Yeah, he loved it. He's awesome. He still comes by all the time. We had, you know, when we first came in here, one gentleman retired right away. I think he was 80. But he still comes in regularly, and he brings his dog. He's living in the Keys, and, you know, they're still very actively involved. Even though Eddie retired from us, he's still navigating and, you know, creating deals and whatnot and sending us all his clients.
He's still a good resource for you guys.
He's an asset. He's an asset. We have a lot of those employees here. We have Billy. He's our parts manager. He's been in the industry since, you know, the early 80s. We have Mario. He's a parts guy. He's been here forever. You know, this. What's cool about this store is the majority of the employees that are here are ones that were working for Palmetto, and they've been in the industry for a very long time. You know, we brought a new sales manager. We brought a finance manager. We've modernized the business. We painted the building. And, you know, they were working like a mom and pop shop, you know, and they were happy selling 30 or 40 units a month. They were happy with just what they had going on. But, you know, we came in here bat swinging and ready to to get this place cranking. I mean, we're in Miami-Dade. It's got a huge population here. It's super dense. That's, so
No, it is. So you're kind of in there. I know. Okay, so Hialeah. Now they have that sport, right? That there's like a Hialeah. I don't even know what that is, but they like throw like it's almost like a.
Oh, you're thinking
reminds
of
me a little like a lacrosse Hialeah. I'm thinking Hialeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is Hialeah.
Hialeah. Okay.
Nothing in relation to Hialeah.
Nothing. No relation. Okay. No. Okay. Okay. Well, that's how bad I am with Spanish. So you know, they all it sounded the same to me. Hialeah. Hialeah. Okay. Hialeah. So yeah, you're kind of in the heart of it all.
We are in the heart of it.
Now, what do you say? Are you mostly street oriented, or are you selling everything out of there, like PWCs?
With our group, with Broward Motorsports, we like to hold lots of franchises within one establishment. We want to sell all the brands that we can get, pack them all in here. We came in here at KTM, Husqvarna, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. And we're just slowly starting to add franchises as they become available. You know, we brought Kodiak golf carts, Scarab jet boats. This store primarily is a street store, which is crazy because all of our other locations are off-road and water sports, mostly watercraft, a lot of side-by-side, a lot of ATV. But this store kills with, you know, the on-road, the motorcycles and stuff. This is
a
purely motorcycle store.
Okay. Cruisers, sport bikes. I mean, I guess with now you guys have Honda, Kawasaki, Suzuki, KTM, all that.
Not at this location, at our other locations. Our store in Treasure Coast, I think, has 15 franchises.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we dabble in, you know, bicycles, Specialized and whatnot. So
yeah. How's the e-bike side going? Do you guys do e-bikes at all, or is that
what aspect? So we're not, like bicycles or, you know, motorcycles.
Yeah, e-bicycles, you know, like more higher end, I guess. But
some of the manufacturers, I'm not sure which ones on the bicycle end sell them. I don't know how popular they are. They are pricey. You know, some of the Specialized that are coming out to $10,000 for a bicycle.
Yeah.
You can get yourself into a pretty badass dirt bike for 10 grand.
I know. Well, that's the thing. People start talking about it, like, yeah, I can get this e-bike for like 12 grand, 10 grand. I'm like, you know how much motorcycle I can, you know, and the bike goes, what, 30 miles an hour? Now, granted, I know they're cool. You know, so a lot of guys swear by them, but
at
the same time.
It depends where you're riding. I mean, there's some mountain bike trails and stuff around here. It'd probably be pretty popular. Okay. And this is a very dense city, so I can understand why a lot of people are, you know, going into motorcycles and stuff. There's not a lot of places to ride in Miami legally for ATVs and side-by-sides and whatnot. So
yeah,
it makes sense.
But just getting around town on a bike is a lot easier. Yeah. Parking.
Oh, yeah.
Just maneuvering, you know, is a lot easier, a lot more fun. And scooters, you'd sell any scooter stuff?
We had a scooter brand here when we first came in, but they weren't at a good price point. And my goal this year is to find another scooter brand, a manufacturer to dabble in, but we haven't found them yet. So,
okay. Well, yeah, they're speaking of AIM Expo. Yeah, that there were a lot of scooters there, scooter brands, but
I mean, we take a lot of pride in what we do here and in what we sell, and our service team here takes significant pride in the vehicles. I don't want to challenge them with some no name scooter that has the potential to cause a lot of problems for us, you know?
Right.
Parts unavailable, things breaking all the time. I don't really want to tarnish the reputation here.
Right. No, absolutely. You know, yeah, you got to have brands that you're comfortable, familiar with, or that you can get behind, you know?
Exactly. I mean,
as a sales guy, it's hard to sell something you don't really believe in, you know? It's that sixth sense that the customer kind of picks up on, you know. So how's everything go? Did you do your grand opening already?
Yeah, we did a grand opening in October. It was a huge event, a tremendous success. We didn't have enough staff here to deal with it, but it was a lot of fun, man. We had a DJ, we had food trucks, we had a little champagne truck.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was a party. It was definitely a party. It had a massive turnout. We probably had 500 or 600 people show up.
Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a good turnout.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, tell us a little bit about your, you know, some of your successes and processes and things with, you know, what you bring to this over Palmetto. I know you guys said that you're, you know, they were happy to, you know, kind of sell what they did, which, you know, that's all good. But, you know, you guys are swinging for the fences, right?
Yeah, oh, big time. I mean, when we came in here, we didn't. It was run like a small mom and pop shop. You know, they had a great team, but they hadn't really moved with the times.
Yeah,
and we like to use all the most up to date apps and data, and you know.
Yeah. So you're tracking a lot more, maybe like.
So they essentially didn't track anything, and we track everything. You know, they didn't use any CRM. So a customer would walk in and they'd look at a vehicle and this is nice. And the salespeople would wave and then they'd leave. And that's the end of that, you know?
Right.
And for us, it's everything's got to be trackable. Everyone's got to be touched. You know, it's.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and that's the name of the game now, right? I mean, this is like the, you know, and I do see a lot of these, you know, the mom and pop way of doing things is definitely those guys are selling.
And you it's great.
They're kind of like, yeah.
They did something, right? They were in business since 1978, you know?
Absolutely. You know, yeah. Not saying they did it wrong or anything, but it's like now the way they, you know, there's so many tools out there to use and to, you know, everyone's got a CRM, a DM, you know, you're texting customers and it's already in the, you know. I mean, hell, I can go get a haircut and they know like, oh, you're a number four, you know, two on the side, you know, scissor tie, whatever, you know. So you're doing that kind of stuff on a much greater, you know, detail basis. So.
You know, they didn't really have their parts department was run fantastic. The service department didn't really exist. There was two guys there that were answering the phones, working on bikes, you know, trying to navigate a service department that was fairly busy. So, you know, we had to shake them up and hire more technicians, put a manager in there, hire advisors, give them processes and policies and show them, hey, this is how you need to engage. This is how you need to sell, you know, always looking and doing what's, you know, in the best interest of the client. And then obviously our sales department, they didn't have a sales manager. They had a part-time finance guy. So if a customer walked in and they were interested in buying a vehicle, the salesperson would, you know, show them the bike, give them the pricing, negotiate with them if need be, you know, take them into the finance box. We don't operate like that. We have a sales manager. We have training. We have finance managers. You know, we're run like a car dealership, essentially.
Do you guys have plenty of technicians right now? Did you guys get up to a comfortable number when you moved in?
What's crazy is it's kind of industry-wide. People have trouble finding technicians.
Definitely.
But not here in Miami. For whatever reason,
really?
We have an abundance of people applying to be technicians here.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's a good problem.
Yeah, it is a great problem. I mean, unfortunately, they're not, you know, with the industry standard today. They don't have all the training. They don't know all the brands. I mean, things are getting, you know, BRP, for instance, getting very technical with everything's Canvas. You know, you need a computer to diagnose.
It's automotive. It's like at that automotive level now where, you know, you've got to have a scan tool.
You need to be heavily knowledgeable in electric and, you know, all the electrical systems on like old school bikes where there's a little point system and cleaning the carb and
carburetor.
So it's a challenge. You know, we hire we're plenty staffed on technicians. We're putting them all through training. We have a shop foreman who teaches them and guides them throughout the day, make sure nothing leaves with any problems. So,
Well, the good thing is you're finding people that want to do it because, I mean, that's even a problem. That's just a problem everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
so
we
if
don't
you find
have
a guy that is interested, you can get them the training they need.
Yeah,
you know?
We don't have any issue with staffing here. We have, I mean, there's probably three or four people that apply for a mix of positions throughout this place every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you still in the 30-some range at that dealership
No, we're doing 2-3x that now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a big dealership then. What's the square footage? What's the footprint there?
I think total like 18,000 square feet.
Okay. That's a good size. Yeah. So you guys are You guys
are
definitely
cranking right now. This is a great month so far.
Is it a good one?
Oh, we're cranking right now.
Wow. Well, that's good news to hear.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that was kind of what I was wondering, you know, because, that's always the big talk, especially at the beginning of the year. Everyone's like, What's the year going to look like? What do you guys think? I mean, if you're having a good month right now, are you feel you're talking to the customer and feeling their, you know, situation? It seems like, you know, people are doing okay.
I mean, if my idea, the when I look at the market and whatnot, I'm you know, I look at Wall Street Journal, I look at multiple different news outlets every single morning. First thing I get here, 7:30 in the morning, I'm just cruising the internet to see what people are talking about, and what's happening. Obviously, it's an election year, and you know, right. So that shakes things up. Who knows what path
you don't know take. What way it's going to go, but usually the economy does pretty well in election.
Yeah, year, I mean, so. they've already talked about reducing interest rates multiple times this year. We know that's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to take it, and that is having a huge effect. Obviously, super high interest rates, power sports industry interest rates are already high,
you know, right?
But, and then to throw in what's going on now. You know, it definitely makes it a challenge for customers, but right. I'm very optimistic for this year. And I mean, like I said, this is a new store for us, and I'm trying to make a huge impact within the city, and also what we're doing through social media marketing and campaigning for this place. So you're going to see us putting a lot of videos out. There's going to be a lot of stuff that we're doing with the mayor, trying to get a lot of community involvement.
Right.
And just really making a dent in Miami, letting people know we're here and what we're about. And, you know, we're not just here to sell bikes. Like, we're here to provide an experience. And, you know, our customer reviews and stuff, if you check them out right now, it's everything's 5-star. There's not many, if at all, people that are leaving here upset and, you know,
right.
saying bad
no, things. No, that's about, good. So. I mean, that's what that's what everyone strives for, is that good customer service. Working with the community, I think, is a big thing as a power sports dealer, too. And working with your riding community. Do you guys do any, like, rides, group rides and things like that? Or
not yet. So we have done some stuff. You know, we're going to get involved. And there's two places down here in South Florida that have bike nights. They're on Wednesdays and Thursdays. One is on State Road 84. One's out on US 27. We've already done an event at the one out on US 27. We're going to start getting more involved in the other ones. No, I don't think we're going to host so much here. It's kind of a challenge. We don't have a ton of staff. You know, we're already working all the guys here from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're open Monday through Saturday. So to ask them, like, hey, everyone's got to stay late. We're going to be here till 11 p.m. Make sure you're at work tomorrow, 8:45, though. And right. I don't want to ask them for too much. I'd rather bring a huge trailer out, bring some T-shirts, you know, show people what we're doing, have them stop by.
Yeah, during business hours, do it like, you know. So, yeah, you don't want to overtax your crew. But, yeah, I think those demo trucks, having the trailers and food trucks, making it more of an event, you know, during the day, because that's ultimately what you want, is people to come out and check out your bikes, make it a place to hang out, you know.
That's what we're really creating here. Every Saturday, it's an event here. You know, I have our staff giving out mimosas. We've got music playing. You know, we always have some sort of like breakfast. Either it's donuts or croquetas, or it's a fun environment. People come here every Saturday. We have the same clientele that comes to hang out while also, you know, purchasing. So it's right. fun.
It's like a coffee shop for bikes, for motorcycles, you know.
Yeah.
Which I love that kind of, you know, I mean, I had my little Ducati dealer that was near me that, you know, I was friends with the general manager and, you know, knew him he was friends with my wife and all that, knew them. So I was always hanging out there, and they closed down before, I think it was right before COVID. It's like, I got to go find a new place to hang out now, you know? Yeah. But cool. So you say you've been with Broward for 17 years. Obviously, that were you've been to all the other stores. Are you general manager of all the stores, or
no, sir, just Miami?
Okay. Well, I was going to say that'd be a lot.
Yeah, I've worked in most of our locations. You know, I was in high school, and a lot of my friends had ATVs and whatnot, and I got fired from a restaurant. Stumbled into here. I wanted to buy a 4-wheeler, so. I came in, signed up, and they're like, hey, you need your parents to sign up. You can't just sign all this paperwork. You know, you're not even freaking 18 years old yet. So called my parents, got them super pissed off. But, I've been working since I was, I couldn't even tell you, washing cars, cutting grass.
You were a go-getter from the beginning. From you were day always one.
Yeah, I love working. Yeah. I'm always working. And
what was it about Broward's culture that's kind of like that's kept you there this long?
So when I started in like 2006, I was 16 years old. I was working around all adults. You know, they just had me. They told me, hey, you're a hustler. It seems like, you know, you're out here paying for your own four wheeler. You want a job type of thing. So right. Started right away sweeping the shop and working in the service department. And it was fun. You know, there was a lot of young guys that were salespeople. And, you know, 2006, 2007, it was booming before things blew up. And every Friday, these guys are all like going out to lunch and they're having all their cars washed. And, you know, they're going to the nightclub on Friday night and Saturday night. And I'm 16, turning 17 years old. They're sneaking me in the back door of places out in, you know, downtown Fort Lauderdale. And I was like, I'm staying here forever. This place is crazy.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could see that being addictive for sure.
It was a party. It was crazy. We had one location. It was just fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's great. Now, so who is it? Alex, who's the ownership? Is it a group ownership?
Yeah, it's group. It's a group of partners. So Sam and Mark, you know, they started the company. They brought in partners over the last 5 or 6 years. And it's just
been around since what? Early 2000s. Is that what you said? Like,
so Sam is he's our president, CEO. He's been in the industry since I have, 16 years old. You know, he started at R&R Jet Tech doing the same thing, sweeping the floors, started racing jet skis, worked in service, worked in parts, became the general manager, oversaw a couple of stores. They closed down and, you know, the opportunity of Broward Motorsports came for sale and found some friends, found some investors and got things going.
Right. And the rest is, I mean, it just keeps snowballing.
Haven't stopped growing yet. Yeah,
we're not going to stop. This is going to be a good year, hopefully. So,
exciting. Well, you guys have already achieved a lot of success, you know.
Yeah, we've had a lot of mergers and acquisitions, you know. I mean, we only have 6 locations, but that is comprised of probably 15 mergers, you know. And we've taken those small stores and merged them into larger stores.
Right, right. Convert, you know, merging some territories and things like that. Because a lot of it is, right, you got to have the territory to be able to get the OEM lines. You got to, you know, in the right area. Yeah.
There's all the rules, you know, distance apart, population density, all the fun stuff, you know.
Yeah. All that nerdy math, you know. But, well, great, man. I mean, it's been great talking to you and, you know, wish you all the success. If there's anything we can do, you know, keep us in mind and we'll spread the word
and come by and hang out. If you're in the Miami area, stop by, Saturday. That's when we're partying. So.
That sounds like a plan. You know, it's been too long since I've been down to Florida and I've really never been to Miami. I mean, I've been to the airport and stuff, but that's not, you know,
it's dense down here. There's a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic.
That's what I hear. It's a lot. Well, that's why you need a bike to get around, you know. But well, great. Great. Well, thanks for coming on with us today.
Absolutely.
And Matt, anyone have anything they want to share here at the end that they've got to say?
I think we're good. But yeah, it's exciting news. You guys continue to grow and keep us in the loop so we can keep sharing your news.
Absolutely. Check us out, BrowardMotorsportsMiami.com.
Yep.
All right. Well, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
If you like this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. We also invite you to connect with us on powersportsbusiness.com.